Algae blooms, microplastics, and waste runoff are threatening our beloved Great Lakes, and we want to know if the situation is any different in the Great Lakes around the world. This summer, MSU student Ray Garcia is bringing us stories as part of a partnership between WKAR and Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism, and here's what Ray found.
It's a sunny day on the shores of Lake Erie. Tom Johingen from the Cooperative Institute for Great Lakes Research is leading a boat excursion to review algae monitoring buoys. We sail for a buoy just a few miles away, but the algae problem can be seen immediately.
These blooms really represent an ecosystem that's out of balance. So when you get this much growth of algae, it means it's just not being utilized, right? It's not part of a normal food web cycle.
He says algae blooms are among the most prominent issues occurring in the Great Lakes. Algae produces toxins and creates dead zones. It rises to the surface and sucks the oxygen out of the water, which can be deadly. After a short boat ride, the team spots the bright yellow buoy. It's roughly the size of a semi-truck tire. The team lifts it out of the water to find it's covered in a buildup of thick green slime.
Here we're accumulating, you know, an algae that isn't being eaten, and obviously there's an aesthetic issue with, and there's smell and sight issues. But more importantly, with this particular cyanobacteria, there's an issue with its production of toxin and the need to remove that from our water treatment plants.
This algae is called cyanobacteria. It primarily comes from farm water runoff through irrigation and rain. It contains things like animal waste and pesticides. But these problems aren't unique to the Great Lakes. Lake Baikal in Russia is the largest body of freshwater in the world. Alone, it contains more water than all the American Great Lakes combined. However, the region only has one water treatment plant, which isn't enough to combat waste pollution. Last year, France 24 reported that, like the Great Lakes, there are large accumulations of algae that harm the lake and can lead to illness.
Russia's Lake Baikal holds 20% of the world's fresh water. The Siberian lake has seen an unwelcome addition to its roster of life in recent years. Algae below the surface just off the shore, a sign of increased pollution levels.
And on the other side of the world, there's a crisis looming at Lake Victoria. Part of the African Great Lakes, Lake Victoria is the largest lake on the continent, just slightly smaller than Lake Superior. In 2015, a group of Tanzanian students from the Roskilde University in Denmark found that microplastic pollution is one of Lake Victoria's biggest problems, impacting many of the lake's 200 species of fish. Farhan Khan, the professor who oversaw the project, joined me via Skype from Denmark. He says the students conducted experiments at local fish markets.
What they did was they went to the banks of Lake Victoria in Tanzania and they bought fish from the market. So these are fish that anyone would buy, but in particular, they asked for the fish not to be gutted.
In order for the students to determine if the fish were ingesting plastic, they needed the digestive tracts to remain intact.
They took these fish back to the lab and they dissected the gastrointestinal tract and they placed it in a strong basic solution, so sodium hydroxide, and that degraded all the tissue, but it doesn't affect plastics. When they looked at these Nile perch and Nile tilapia, they looked through the residue of what was left and they found plastics in a number of the fish.
Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda, the three countries surrounding Lake Victoria, have recently banned the use of plastic bags to combat the impact to the water. Lake Baikal and the African and American Great Lakes make up over 65% of the world's fresh water, but it will take time to see if the negative impacts can be reversed. Ray Garcia, WKAR News.